This call is being recorded.
Your heart center, your fourth chakra. Be aware of all of the other chakra centers as well, in perfect alignment. As you are aware of them, visualize those centers. And if you can't visualize, you can't see them, just think them into being. They are there, they are real. They are simply energy centers that are associated with the glands, your physical glands in your body. See those energy centers now becoming alive. The colors of those centers to help you with the visualization. Simply begin at the bottom and see the first chakra as deep red color. And the second chakra moving up, orange, brilliant bright orange. The third, the solar plexus area. Brilliant yellow. Yellow is the sun. And a fourth, deep blue green. The fifth, at your throat center, sky blue. Literally see the sky within that center. Visualize. The sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, a third eye center, purple or indigo, the night sky. Visualize the night sky within that chakra. And the seventh, violet or gold or silver. All seven chakras now with their brilliant colors and the spinning of the chakras. Be aware of each chakra as it spins independently of the others, yet forming a cohesive whole, as if they were all enmeshed together. Then your eighth chakra. Soul star chakra, approximately 1 to 2 feet above your head. See that as either a kaleidoscope of colors, all the chakra colors, or a brilliant white. For as all of the colors come together, it forms a brilliant white. Now, as you do each week, bring your attention into your third eye center, your consciousness into that third eye center, looking out through it, as if it were a doorway or a window out of your physical body and into the astral realm. Let yourself now, conscious knowing self, move through that doorway, that eye in the middle of your forehead, out into the room wherever you find yourself. Become aware of yourself now outside of the physical body. Physical body is just a tool, just a vessel for you to use. It is not you. You are you. You are the you that is looking now at your physical body. Being aware of all of your surroundings around you. Become aware now of your Merkava, light vehicle, light body. It is within you. even though it is one with the physical body, and one with the astral, and one with the etheric, utilize it now as a small ship, if you will, and step into it. Literally, step into that ship, the scout ship, light body that surrounds you now, surrounds you with beautiful colors, as if you are sitting in the middle of a three-dimensional, six-pointed star. And within that Merkaba, begin to rise upward now, up into the sky, higher and higher. See the earth falling below you. Get the feeling of the motion as you move up in your Merkaba, higher and higher up past the earth's atmosphere. And then simply turn around and see the earth down there now. Get that image in your mind as you look down at the earth. If you were up on the space station, or up in one of the ships out here, one of the millions and millions of ships that are out here, get the viewpoint that they have, that you have now, to gaze down the earth. And as you're looking at the earth, as you're looking at Gaia, become aware of all of the energy centers around the planet. All the ley lines that move around the planet, the energy lines, how they connect to many of the energy centers all around the planet, ancient centers, energetic centers, vortex centers. Notice how many of those centers have buildings upon them. Whether pyramids or churches or buildings of some kind. All was done to gather the energies together and make them become an instrument for the dark forces. Now all of those centers, see them turning into light, imbuing light from them. Connecting all around the planet now with the streams of light energy, connecting all of those sacred places. And as you look at that, as you look at them all connecting all around, this light grid that is now forming in your visualization, know that this grid is already formed. You are just seeing it as it already is. See all of the connections now, all of the light grid, all connecting together. As you're looking at it, see it now forming into the flower of life, the symbol of the flower of life. Connecting all sacred places around the planet energetically. Notice now also all of the crystals around the planet also connecting, just as they once were. Crystalline energy connecting with the light grid. How this, along with the energies coming into the planet, is all helping to raise the vibrations here on the planet. To raise Gaia up and up, back into the vibration that she once was. How she allowed herself to fall down in vibration so that those here on the planet could experience the experiment of duality. That experiment now, as you know, is coming to an end. The light grid and the crystalline grid reuniting once again. No sense of darkness whatsoever, only light, only crystalline light everywhere. Now, if you would see the waves of energy that have been coming into the planet as a result of the solar system moving into that photon belt. The energies that are bombarding many of the various planets within the solar system, including the Earth, including Gaia. These waves of energy coming in, see them coming in one after another, and each one increasing, increasing more and more in vibration. In consciousness, raising the consciousness of the planet. And as each wave comes in and it spreads across the planet, this energetic wave, see consciousness increasing as a result of this. See the frequency rising. And the next wave comes. Raising energies more, and the next, so finally, the final wave, the event that creates the changeover on the planet. See the resulting change that occurs in the consciousness of the entire planet. All life forms on the planet. See how the trees and the plants and the flowers become more and more brilliant in their color, in their life force. Sending out that life force to all around. The animals taking in this life force from the plants and from the earth. And as a result of their consciousness raising also, and the people, human beings on the planet, the collective consciousness raising along with the plants, along with the earth, along with the animals, all rising as one into unity consciousness. So no one is greater or lesser than anyone else or anything else. We realize in that moment and in those moments that all is indeed one, and one is indeed the all. Allow that to sink in now for a few moments. Experience, feel it. Know that it is happening now, in this moment, even as you are doing the visualization, it is already happening at those higher vibrational levels. five dimension here on the earth is already experiencing this. Be for yourself sometime. Raise your vibrations. Go into this 5D world and see how the trees are greener. See the energy in the plants. See the energy in water. Feel the energy, the consciousness itself within the water. The event, the changeover, has already occurred. It is in the process now of reaching down, not all the way to the third dimension, into the fourth dimension. You, all of you, are raising yourselves up to meet the event coming down. Allow yourselves now to begin to drift back into your Merkaba if you left it. Back down toward the earth. Don't just know yourself there. Feel the motion as you move back down. Back down toward your physical body. Merging back in with your physical body now. With your Merkaba merging back in as well. For it is one with you. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain. And I come at this time now to bring you certain news. News that you might already be aware of. But many across the planet are not. News that these energy waves that have been coming into the planet are raising the consciousness across the entire planet. And all that are experiencing this, all that are experiencing this across the planet are also raising their consciousness. Even though they may not know they are doing it. Even though they may not even understand what consciousness is, as you do now. But know that you are moving into those higher vibrations daily now, even hourly and moment by moment. And you are experiencing the raising of these vibrations and the ensuing consciousness raising that comes with this. You are feeling more and more of the blissful sensations that come with this. Because all is opening up to you now. All is opening up to you in those higher vibrations, in the higher dimension of the higher fourth and fifth dimension. And you are finding yourself there more and more. And if you are not, you will. Because it is all a process of continuing to acclimate to these energies and continue to intend that you raise yourself up more and more. Simply by your intention of raising your vibrations, you do so. You may not be aware of that, but try it. Find yourself somewhat in the doldrums during the day. And simply say, no more. Enough is enough. And raise your vibrations by your intention. Think of something wonderful. Think of a happy place. Think of something beautiful. Or even better, go out and experience that beauty. Become that beauty. Feel it moving within you, resonating within you. The life force all around you. That life force of the earth, the life force of all the living things here on the planet is always there. Just allow yourself to experience it more and more. Touch a plant, a tree, a flower, and feel the consciousness within that plant, that tree, that flower. Put your hand in some water, preferably a running stream or the ocean. Feel the consciousness within it. Even the water that comes from your faucet into a bowl or a cup has consciousness within it. Feel that more and more. Become one with it. Raise the unity consciousness within you. Become that unity consciousness. That is what this ascension is all about. Unifying everything within you, within the limitless being that you are, and connecting with all of life around you. That is ascension. And many of you have experienced at times those moments where you did ascend, but you could not hold the energies at that time, or there were various circumstances that drew you back down, just as those three sisters moved back down the mountain and felt the descending vibration as they moved back down. Just as those of you that journeyed to the crater felt the same thing when you journeyed down from the crater back to your campsite. Not fully losing it, but feeling the difference, both as you moved down and as you moved up. Literally, physically, feeling the energies rise and fall. That is what this is all about now, as you are all preparing to be a part of that first wave of ascension. Some of you are already in that ascension now. Do not become cave dwellers. Do not find yourself in solitude, for that is not what you are here for. You are here to raise yourselves up, yes, but then to assist others in raising themselves up. And you cannot do that from a cave. You can only do that by coming back down and mingling with them again. But while you do that, hold that force field around you, whether it is the violet flame or your Merkaba or whatever it might be, a tube of light. Hold that around you and let that give you the protection that you need to hold you in those higher vibrations, even when you are in the midst of lower vibrations. You can do it, but it is not easy. This is why those of us who have ascended do not often come back down and mingle in those lower dimensions, in those lower vibrations. We can, but we choose not to most of the time. But, as you have heard many times, if you continue, or as you continue to raise your vibrations to meet us, we will come and meet with you. That is a promise from all of us. all of those that are here mentoring to you, all of those that you have not yet met in this life. There's a promise from all of us that we will attune to you as you attune to us. I am Saint Germain. I leave you now. I continue to hold the violet flame all around you. Feel it burning away all the old dross, the old programming. Visualize it happening. You becoming a flame, an eternal flame that burns brightly throughout all eternity. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here, and we have a slight message that we need to bring to those ones who journeyed in that mountainous area to Mount Shasta, and that is coming from dear Adama. And Adama is, he was going to come through, but decided not to at this time. But he was there with you, as were many who were there also with you, and he is sending a message now that you were very, you have no idea how close you were to actually being able to come into the entrance. But it was not the moment for this. But you understand now that you are that entrance. The entrance is within you. And that is the vibration that is needed to bring about the understanding that those here on the surface will be able to mingle in with those that are coming from deep below. That those that are coming from below are moving toward an emergence process they have been working on for some time. They are going to emerge to the surface and prepare to meet all of those that are ready for this, as these, as you continue to acclimate to these energies, these waves of energy, waves of consciousness that are coming in and raising the frequency across the planet. This is what is needed to bring about the connection once again of the families from below to the surface and those of from above to the surface here. All of this is coming together in the great compression breakthrough that is nearing now at this time. Do you have questions now for one who serves in Shoshana? And you can unmute your phones now so you are able to ask your questions. And it does not need to be necessarily question. You can also share, if you will, anything you experienced during the meditation also.
Yes, one who serves in Shoshana, this is Melinda. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, hi. I had read something recently written by Lisa Renee, and she said that we can direct negative polarity, positive polarity, and neutral point as positions for energy to manifest. So I'm talking about manifestation here. So I had understood about the manifesting from negative and positive, but I guess I hadn't understood about, and I don't understand, about trying to manifest from a neutral point. So I'm wondering if you could maybe talk a little bit about neutral point manifestation, and then maybe a little also on positive manifestation.
First of all, we do not quite understand your differentiation that you are making here in terms of manifestation. Manifestation is simply that, being able to manifest what you want in your life, whether it is a physical manifestation or something that is akin to an emotional manifestation, something else that is deep within you. So it depends on what exactly you are referring to here. You can manifest by simply your intention. Now, if you are speaking about manifesting another being, such as an ascended being coming to you, or one of the galactics manifesting, now that is an entirely different situation. Because if you are wanting to manifest someone else outside of yourself, then that is... It is important for that one that you are wanting to manifest wants to manifest to you. You see? Is this what you are referring to?
Well, no, I wasn't really thinking of manifesting another being or whatever at all. But say, just say of an outcome for society or personally or whatever, I could understand how people could have, say, selfish motives and do manifesting for negative purposes for their own gain. I can understand how somebody could have positive intentions, whether it be for something for their own life or for the world in general or somebody else wanting to manifest. But I don't understand the whole point of manifesting from a neutral point.
We can share our perspective with you, dear sister. May we share?
Yes, please.
Manifestation from a neutral point of view is creation at its purest form. Creation at its purest form is neutral. God energy, source energy, is neutral. So when a human being can come to a point of neutrality in the manifestation process, it is at its purest form. The idea of manifesting from a positive or a negative point of view is a third dimensional point of view. It is a third dimensional manifestation imbued with attachments, imbued with desires for a particular result. When the human being can come to a place of complete neutrality, that which is manifested is perfect for that experience. Does this help you?
Yes, it helps me perfectly, and that whole neutral point, yes, it just clarifies it, because I had already kind of come to the no understanding that we do need to get to that neutral point, but you're putting it into the terms of thinking of, of course, negative and positive is obviously 3D thinking, then, yeah, it just kind of helps me raise my understanding of it and to know that, yeah, that's just forget about the negative and positive and just concentrate on the neutral. So, yes, thank you. That was very helpful.
Yes, and perhaps it will help also, that was wonderful, as Shoshana has shared, it would also help to think in terms of the beginning of creation and how there was no positive or negative at that point. It was only neutral. And creation happened from a neutral understanding or point of view because there was nothing else but. That is the perfect condition for creation. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Very good. Thank you very much.
Namaste.
Would there be other questions here now? Nothing further?
There are more. They are taking a moment.
We give a moment more then, and see what happens.
This is Drusilla.
Yes.
Hi, quick question. Can you please explain a little bit about the compression breakthrough for me?
Yes.
I understand that we're in the photon belt and there's a certain spot where the light from different energies, Sirian, Andromedan, I don't know if this is correct, information I got, but all comes together, that is what hits the Earth, basically, something like that.
Yes.
I don't know if I have heard that right.
We help you to understand this. Compression breakthrough is the compression of all of the energies coming from above the surface of the planet and all of the energies coming from below the surface of the planet, all to compress at one point onto the surface of the planet. So visualize this. Just see the planet, the surface of the planet, and energies that are coming down, all of these waves of energy that have been coming down, and all of the energies coming from below, from Talos, from the Agartha network, all of this coming up. And the energies compressing at the surface point all of the darkness that is still there and whatever is remaining. And all of the energies compressing into light, creating simply light at that point on the surface. Do you see that? That is what is spoken of the compression breakthrough, which was brought about by the Pleiadians through the one cobra.
Okay. Thank you. That's great.
Shoshana, anything you add here?
We are curious. We are always curious. That question, dear sister, may we ask why you asked that question?
Yes, because it was mentioned in the, somebody just mentioned it. I guess it was one who serves in his message. And I just wanted a little clarification on exactly what it meant.
Oh, okay. Simple. Namaste then.
Great, thanks.
Yes, very good. Are there any other questions here now?
Hi, this is Morgan. I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, so I'm a practicing psychic, and I think this could help many other people. And I've, throughout my journey, had different ways of calling in guides and spirits and things like that, when I do cards and things like that, when I'm interacting with other beings, and just as a discernment practice, what would be a proper way to call in only positive, loving beings and to make sure that I'm protected in that space?
First of all, you need to have the intention for this, and then simply know that you are protected with the light. Always bring the light. However it is that you do it, you can bring the light from the sun, you can just visualize light all around you, a tube of light, the violet flame around you, your Merkaba around you, whatever it is, but have it be light. And ask for protection and know that you are protected by this light. But you must bring the visualization with that light. This is why whenever anyone, whether it is through this one, James, or other sources, utilize guided meditation, they always protect themselves with the light, especially whenever you are in an out-of-body experience. Always have the light. And when you are working with psychic gifts here, always have the light. Okay, Shoshana?
Yes, we have one thing to share with you, dear sister. May we share our perspective with you?
Of course, thank you.
Dear sister, we find that you are a being that is protected and is of the light. This is what we find of you. We find innocence in you. What perhaps may occur is that if there is another in your presence that wishes to have information come through you on their behalf, that individual cannot be fearful. That individual cannot be frustrated, fearful, or negative in any way. So you must prepare the individual that you are reading for to become centered and balanced in the light. If this does not occur, inadvertently, that individual can invite other beings of a negative nature into your experience. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes, it does.
This is what we find. So, not only must you protect yourself, as you already know to do, you must prepare the other individual to receive protection as well. Does this make sense to you?
It does, and it's very helpful.
Yes. Namaste, dear sister.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Any other questions here?
One who serves, this is Gina.
Yes.
You know, going off on that, what Joanna was, or Shoshana was just saying about the protection and all that, I had an incident this weekend, a couple of them. Not an incident, but something that came through my awareness, that there was an individual, a friend of my daughter's, that was acting very, very lost. And so I felt that there was something terribly wrong, of course, disconnection completely. And so started to ask questions about it and came to the understanding that that person was had a lot of entities attached. And my question to you is there no limit to entities that one being can be enveloped by? I mean, this person had a lot of entities, more than I've ever realized anybody could possibly have attached. Is that possible?
First of all, the idea of attachment here is not always what you believe it to be. Yes, there can be these negative attachments, and there are at times, but not as much as what you would think there is. Now, that is not to say that one individual cannot have these attachments, and even to the point of possession at times, this can occur. But it is more within your fables, your movies, all of these types of things that continue to feed on this fear and this understanding of the forces, the dark forces that are out there. They want you to think this way. They want you to think that there is attachments and possessions and all of these things to raise the fear quotient across the planet. Purposeful on their part over thousands and thousands and thousands of years here. Now, that is certainly shifting and changing now. And as consciousness continues to increase, the concept or the even practical idea here of possession and attachments becomes less and less and less. Because those that are raising in vibration cannot have these types of attachments you speak of here. Can one have more than another? Yes, it can be. But it is becoming less and less and less. This is what we would say. Shoshana?
Yes, we can share on this. May we share our perspective with you?
Yes, dear. Yes.
Our dear sister, if you are sensitive to another being that you feel that they have attachments that are negative and you wish to help, we would tell you a couple of things here. The first thing is that person that you speak of is sad and depressed, and feels very separate. Is this not correct?
It is correct.
That individual that feels those things invites negativity into their lives, whether it is another person that wishes to be negative with them or other entities that are outside the third dimension, maybe in the second or the first, that feed off of those types of emotions, depression, separation, anxiety, fear, etc. So for you, and you are the light worker that can assist this one, we would tell you, first of all, to have that individual dance, play music, raise the vibration in the house, create joy, and you know how to do this. Create joy for that individual, and these entities cannot be attached to joy. They will fly off. So one must attempt to teach the individual that is feeling this sadness and depression to find joy. And we find the fastest way to find joy is through music. Does this make sense to you?
Perfect.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Ask that you help with that. Namaste.
We would add here that James is sending us this message here, and it is about the Star Trek, your show, the Star Trek, and a particular episode where there were the Captain Kirk and those of his crew and the Klingons, and they were attacked, you would say, by another dimensional being that fed off of their fear and their anger and all of these things. It entered the ship, and it caused the two of them, the crew of the Enterprise and those of the Klingons, to begin to fight with each other and become angry and all of this, and they were wanting to kill each other and everything. And it do not know which one it was. I believe it was the Spock that realized that there, in order to have this end, to have this being become unattached to them, to leave them, they would need to let go of all of the fear, the anger, all of this. And what they did is exactly as Shoshana is saying. They did not dance necessarily, but they started laughing. They talked to each other and told the other side, this is what we need to do to get rid of this attachment, because no one wanted this attachment. And they began to laugh and joke with each other and slap each other's backs and these types of things. And the entity could not be in that energy and left the ship. So this is an example of what is being spoken of here.
And we have one more thing to share with you, dear sister. May we share?
Yes.
We find, and we apologize for this directness, but we find that your daughter commiserates with this one.
She sure does.
And listens to her stories that become reinforced in this one. So you may wish to influence your daughter in a way to explain to her that commiseration is not compassion, and that when you listen to these stories of the other that are sad and depressing, you create more of it for that person. So if you could influence your daughter to find a way to uplift this individual rather than join in the story. Does this make sense to you?
It does. I try to remove myself when I hear them all together speaking, where he's bringing everything negative into it. And that's when I spoke to her about it. So she's aware, and she told me his background and the reason why he's in this predicament, or where this state of being that he's at now. So she understands, and I will speak to her more in guidance of directing him out of that or assisting.
Yes. Yes, and it is simply influencing another being such as your daughter that may not realize that she has great influence over this one. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Yes, thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you so much. Namaste. Thank you all.
We need to move on here. Are there any final question? And then we need to release channel.
I have a question.
Yes, I have one. Go ahead.
We take two more questions since two of you came on. Two more, and then we release.
Okay, I'll be quick. This is kind of a weird question, but I feel like we are so geared towards achieving something or overcoming something or getting to a place. I'm trying to explain my feeling here. We do that in 3D, but I feel like we're also transferring it to trying to get to 5D. And I just wonder, we're all so focused on this, what are we going to do once we get there? You know, we're just going to play and have fun. And I just wonder, isn't that what we should be doing right now? So that's my question.
That was Saint Germain's message here, that you are already moving in those vibrations. You are already there in many respects. You continue to drop back at times. So 1 minute you are in 4D, then you in 5D, then you back to 3D, etc. And you need to continue to work on finding yourselves in those higher vibrations and staying there longer and longer and longer. It is not a place that you are going to other than a place within consciousness. So always remember, as Yeshua said long ago, the kingdom of heaven is within. And the heaven is the fifth dimension here.
May we share?
Yes, please.
May we share our perspective with you, Naila?
Yes.
Dear sister, those things that you mentioned, achievement, going towards a goal, these are third dimensional ideas. These are the ideas of the third dimensional world, which are imbued with competition and winning. So what we are trying to say to you is that once those ideas of competing, achieving, etc. are lessened in your world and the replacement is compromise, compassion, leveling the playing field, wishing that all have their needs met on a regular basis and that they are all in joy and uplifted. Those are the ideas of the fifth dimension. So as you traverse, as we all traverse this idea of moving towards unity consciousness and love for all, and that one is all and all is one, the idea of achieving will simply disappear. It is no longer necessary. So if most humans do not experience the fifth dimension because they are competing for third dimensional things. So as you let go of that, you will move towards the fifth dimension. What is interesting is that you said, what are we to do? Do we just play? You will find out, won't you? As you come to an idea of unity consciousness, you will find out the pleasure, the joy, the love, the unity that is expressed in that dimension. Does this make sense to you?
Yes. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. And there is one more question, and then we will release.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, from probably 2 or 3 months ago, and it has been increasing a lot of pressure on my third eye and my crown chakra. But today during the meditation, I felt like a spiral energy going upwards, and then the pressure was very, very heavy. Can you please explain me a little more? What is it about? Why am I feeling that?
You are feeling that because you are reactivating all of those centers, your third eye center, your seventh chakra, and all of the chakras below, as well as now the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra. You are reactivating these centers, and you are going to experience more and more the awakening that comes as a result of this. This is not only for you that asked this question, but for all of you that are working in these energy centers as you are, and continuing to reactivate these, in some cases, dormant centers for some time now. And you are going to find yourselves, as you are moving in these higher vibrations, that you are then able to experience those things which you have experienced long ago. Those creative abilities that are within you, have always been within you, but are just becoming reactivated now. Okay, Shoshana?
Okay.
Yes. We can share our perspective, dear sister, our beautiful sister Denora that we love so much. May we share?
Yes, please. Thank you.
This is what we find, and we must be somewhat direct. What we find in you is resistance. So we find that there are many things that occur in your experiences that you resist. And you must find this in yourself to be either true or not true. But what we find is the resistance has something to do with being part of your world. That as you grow in consciousness and activate your chakras and allow for an expanded understanding, others may not come with you. They may not necessarily understand where you are going. And this is the resistance that most humans experience when they are growing. They do not wish to expand too much because then their world changes dramatically. Do you understand this?
What you're saying is the resistance is around me, not within me.
No, it is within you. You are resisting somewhat, and that's why you feel the pressure and that the light is penetrating your crown chakra, but you are resisting it. You must find this within yourself. It is not outside of yourself. It appears to be outside of yourself because that is how we think often. We think that things are external to us, but there is nothing external to us. It is all within us. So you must find why there is a resistance there and begin to unattach yourself from the resistance. I know this is difficult for you to hear, but we wish to ask you to consider this advice. Would you do that?
Yes, thank you. I would,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, namaste, dear sister.
Very good. Okay,
thank you.
We are ready to release channel. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to share at the end here?
We do not have a formal message, but we are seeing great advancements happening, more than most can ever even formulate in their minds what's going on here. There are great advancements being made, and the less that those that are here resist those advancements, the more they will participate in them. Do you see? Resistance is an attachment. So let go and be with the advancement. Namaste.
Yes, and we would just add here that as you continue to find yourselves in the eye or the center of the storm. Know that the storm continues to rage around you, all of those 3D events that are happening. Be aware of them, but don't be a part of them. Don't become ensconced within them. Just simply let it whirl around you as a storm would whirl around, and be in your center, the center within yourself, and let the world revolve around you, and you find yourselves revolving or evolving within you.
And we must add one more thing to this message, and we apologize for interrupting, but we must add that the more we can all come to a point of neutrality, the less we will participate in these things that are swirling around us. Namaste.
Yes. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.